Happy Friday. Welcome to the news and why it matters. I am Sarah Gonzalez, once again joined by Pat Gray from Pat Gray Unleashed. Chad Prather from...
I've never been so happy to be anywhere in my life on a Friday. But sitting right here with you guys...
I was feeling that. You mean it, too.
Really. I know.
It feels like it was yesterday, right?
Almost.
Isn't that crazy? Josh Hammer, editor-at-large from The Daily Wire. Thanks for being with us again.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Smartest dude I know.
I know. You were like, he says big words.
Like three
I don't...
syllables.
Is that your max?
Even four.
Is that your cutoff?
Yeah, I could say onomatopoeia.
There you go.
Oh, you guys are in for a show, apparently. So we are going to get into all of the news stories that we didn't get to earlier on in the week. But before we do that, we want to thank our sponsor, Relief Factor. So apparently, there was a study that came out that says that most Americans are just living in pain all the time. And they don't think that there's anything that they can do to get out of pain. Which, I heard that, and I was like, that's the most depressing thing ever. You just wake up. You're in pain, and you're like, it's just life now, and you go to bed, and you're in pain over and over and over again. Can you relate to this at all?
A little bit.
Mm-hmm. So I could, and I was in a car accident, I had a messed up back, and that's how I lived. And it really does affect your life in every way, shape, and form. Mm-hmm. You get grumpy all the time, you don't want to do anything, it just really affects your life. Might I suggest that you try Relief Factor if you are one of those people? Relief Factor is 100% drug-free, which I love. I know you men are like, drug-free, okay, that doesn't work. But it works for 70% of the people who buy their three-week quick start pack that they have right now for $19.95. It works for 70% of them. They go on to keep ordering more. It works for me. It can work for you. If you are in pain, it's worth the $19.95 to try it. See if you can get out of pain. Go to relieffactor.com or you can call 800-500-8384. All right, so in really, really big news, air pollution is racist.
Yes. The air that Americans breathe is not equal. And, you know, we've got white privilege mm-hmm. to deal with. Mm-hmm. We've got the white income inequality. Mm-hmm. And now there's white air pollution. Apparently, blacks and Hispanics disproportionately breathe air that's been polluted by whites, according to a new study. Mm. The first time the racial gap between who causes air pollution and who breathes it has been discovered. But,
finally.
You know, they finally caught us going in to minority neighborhoods and filling the air with all kinds of toxins and then going back to the suburbs where we don't have to breathe it. I didn't think they'd ever catch us, but they did. And so I guess now the jig is up. So I don't really know.
News like this is what makes my head hurt. I need Relief Factor now.
I'm not sure if Relief Factor can help you with that.
Now do China. Now do India. You know, if you breathe in China, it's the equivalent of smoking 21 cigarettes. I mean, that's how bad the air is in certain places. Yeah.
Wow.
It's bad. So this is
why you always see them wearing gas masks.
Yeah. Kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. It's bad.
Josh,
yeah, I mean, what this reminds me of, I remember during the 2016 primary, Ted Cruz had this flat tax plan. And apparently some economic study purported to show that Ted Cruz's flat tax would disproportionately benefit more men than women. So it was some like leftist site, I think it was Vox, might have been like HuffPost or Mother Jones, whatever. I think it was Vox. Had a take that basically said Ted Cruz's flat tax plan is misogynistic, okay? And it's the same thing here, okay? It's based on who it impacts. In legalese, the Supreme Court calls this disparate impact theory. It's all the rage on the left. Back in the Obama administration, Eric Holder's attorney general was trying to do FHA, Federal Housing Agency, housing policy based on disparate impact, not on the intent of the policy, but on how it impacts various people, and then deeming it racist based on that. It's insane, okay? It's facially absurd. This is not how any logical, like, rational thinking human being should conduct his policy analysis. But, yeah, they did this to Ted Cruz's flat tax plan, and apparently now, I guess, the air I'm breathing is racist, too. So, I don't know.
Well, you're white.
I'm white,
so,
yeah. It's my white
lucky
privilege.
For you.
Yeah.
It is
but are you? But are you? Because, you know what? You can identify as anything you want today.
Oh, good call.
Let me show you
good
the left's
call.
Logic. Here's the logic right here. Go through the cards, go through the arts. What's racist today? White marble statues. No, we've already done that one. What's racist today? the oak trim in the dormitories in the campus. No, we've already... Air. Have we done air yet? No, let's do air today. Air. You're on it. Go. Find out. Do the research. Why is air racist? Get back to me tomorrow. We're publishing it.
What's sad is we're pretty much at that point.
It is ridiculous.
Right. Like, that's not necessarily an exaggeration.
Yeah.
That is where we are right now. I want to know how much money. Do you know if it says how much money they spent on this study?
It didn't say.
To prove that air is racist?
I'm hoping it's millions because it's an important study.
Groundbreaking.
I didn't know it last week. Now I know. I'm informed.
You know it. Right. And what are we supposed to do to combat it, I wonder?
White people should stop breathing and stop polluting. I guess we stop driving cars and stop participating in industry. I don't know. It's they didn't really have solutions in this. They just place blame.
Huh.
You know, it's amazing. There's always got to be a victim, and there's somebody causing the problem, and it's always white people causing the problem.
Is the blame on the farting cows this time, or is that just...
No.
That's old news.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. I'm dated. I'm sorry.
Old news. Well, if they'd stop putting Planned Parenthoods within walking distance of urban centers and killing black babies, you know it wouldn't be so disproportionate. But I just went there. I ain't scared of it. It's true. Stop killing yourself. But that's what it boils down to. Everybody, they want to talk about, we're victimized. No, you're victimizing yourself.
Yes.
You're victimizing yourself. You're killing your communities. You're killing the family unit. I mean, if we really wanted to go into that place, and I'll get off the soapbox here.
Oh, let's go to that place, Chad. You go to that place.
Look, back in the 60s, back in the 50s and the 60s, 70% of black homes had mothers and fathers in them. Today,
70% 20, don't.
24% yeah. now have mothers and fathers in them. Stop killing yourself. Don't blame it on the air. Don't blame it on white people. Don't blame it on any of that stuff. And look, I can trot out as many people as you need to of all different walks of life, all different places of socioeconomic status, all skin colors and everything, and they're going to tell you the same thing. You can't just continue this victimhood mentality. If you're going to blame air, give me a break on this thing. Air. White people's fault that you're breathing the wrong air. That is the height of when we start getting into privilege. Ooh. And looking for something first world to complain about.
I think we were just taken to church.
Come on with
for
it.
For a second.
Come on.
Okay. Next up, the story that, Chad, you talked about, I believe it was Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yes, on this program of the college admissions scandal. So
people don't think, I think people look at this as a novelty, this college admissions scam and scandal and the bribery that was going on, where all of these rich people, it wasn't white privilege, as so many people want to say, this was rich privilege. This is where uber rich people basically hired somebody to the tune of $25 million collectively. William Singer, who is an admissions specialist, counselor, whatever that is, and he starts taking money and he's bribing coaches and standardized test monitors and people who are over the admissions process for these major universities. He's putting money in their hands so that these kids who are underqualified and incapable can get an admission to the school of their choice. So they're doctoring pictures and things like that, making it look like the kid was on the soccer team or excelling at lacrosse when they never picked up a lacrosse stick ever in their life. So this thing gets exposed because it makes major news. Because of two Hollywood celebrities, Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman, they're doing it for their kids. Which, I said this on Wednesday. Can you imagine being that kid and going, did you really pay for me to get in school? And they're like, well, baby, you're stupid. So yes, we didn't have a choice. You know, I feel like my parents didn't really love me. Like, I had to go to the University of Georgia based on merit, and my parents didn't do anything to help me. They didn't even move me into the dormitory. They didn't even go to the campus with me when I moved. I packed up the Grand Am and rolled. I don't understand this thing. But here is the blowback. Here's what's going on. Now there are two girls, and this is just the first. Mm-hmm. They're just starting to pull the string on this thing. Two girls who are Stanford graduates have decided to file a class action lawsuit against all of these universities because they say we did not get to go to the university of our choice, and now our Stanford diploma is not worth what it could be or should be, because now a prospective employer may look at us and say, did you go to Stanford on your merit, or did your parents buy your way in? And so they're saying, we want not only punitive damages, but we want all of our tuition and fees back. So I got a new plan for Bernie Sanders. You want to give everybody a free college education? Just let everybody sue the school they went to and get a refund. That's what we're up against. It's just the beginning. Watch, this is going to be a major, major deal.
Josh, you're an attorney.
Yeah.
Right? Weigh in on this.
Yeah, so I have like two basic takes to this story. The first is, What I hope from a policy perspective is that this opens up people's eyes to the huge scam that is the federal government subsidizing the student loan industry. Mm-hmm. That is one thing that we really need to get under control here. All we're doing is subsidizing universities to raise tuition year in and year out. Those tax dollars that are being used to subsidize that are disproportionately hurting lower income people. And then it's really a direct regressive wealth transfer. It's a wealth transfer from lower income people to higher income people that are attending these elite universities, because try as they might, all the top universities are still going to be disproportionately drawing from the top echelon of the socioeconomic scale, right? Affirmative action can only go so far. I mean, the elite schools are still going to be comprised of largely rich people. That's just the kind of the unfortunate reality of what it is. So, from a policy perspective, that's what we need to start doing, is cracking down on the federal subsidization of student loans. Harvard has a $38 billion endowment. Mm. They're doing damn fine, okay? Yeah. They don't need our freaking tax dollars, okay? And then you kind of couple that along with the fact that they're just indoctrinating the youth into all this kind of leftist Marxist stuff. I mean, conservatives better get their act together on this issue. That's the first thing. The second thing is, and this is not a novel take, I've seen this take a few times this week, but I think it's the correct take nonetheless, is in a functioning university setting, people who do not belong in university on merit but are literally being bought in, they will be weeded out, okay? They will be on the bottom of the bell curve, they'll be flunking out. Mm-hmm. The fact that this is not happening shows all the other problems that are going on in universities these days, right? You've got serious grade inflation, there's no integrity to grading or curves anymore. And ultimately what happens is the diplomas that everyone has, and I've got mine hanging on my wall too, it's vanity. The degree is there for social symbol. Okay, they're not teaching anything. I went to Duke for college, University of Chicago for law school. Okay, law school's a little different. Let's focus on the college. Even at these elite colleges, you're there to meet people, to have social experiences, to go drink and go to sporting events. Even there are very, 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 very few even top colleges these days that are actually focusing on teaching the great Western books, on the Greeks, on philosophy.
Well, they don't even teach history anymore.
No. I mean, it's like one third of Americans can name one of the three branches of government or something astoundingly like that. I mean, our crisis of civics is deeply depressing, but it all comes back to the notion that we've just made university kind of this symbolic gateway as opposed to an actual inherent educational value.
Yeah. Pat, you want to weigh in on this?
My biggest take from this was USC has a rowing team? What the hell? What is that about? If one penny of my tax dollars has gone to the USC rowing team, I'm pissed. What is going on there? I thought that was a Harvard thing and a Yale thing. I didn't think that was on the West Coast, too, but it is, surprisingly. And she's not on the team. The rowing coach has pull at the admissions office, too. Some weird things are going on in America, and I'm glad they've come to light.
Thank you that really, really intense take.
It's insightful, isn't it?
On this particular story.
That's the kind of thing that makes you think, though. It really is.
It is. But I do want to talk about where's college even going, right? Because I have a son who is almost 7, and I was just having this conversation with my husband last night. Do we want him to even go to college?
See, that's the thing. I had a caller this morning that said, you know who the winners are in the story are the kids that aren't getting into the college as a result of rich people taking their spot. So they're not being indoctrinated. Yeah. I mean, that is something to consider because they are propaganda centers now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you don't have to go to these propaganda centers to be somebody in this country anymore. You don't have to.
Yeah. My two oldest daughters are in two different universities, and we heavily monitor what they're discussing, what they're talking about, they're studying, what they're looking into, because it's a dangerous thing. It's an indoctrination center of the left. And I think to the degree that you can go to an institution of higher learning specifically for a reason, and don't go if you're planning on graduating undecided, which is what so many do. And, it's up to the parent. It is really up to the parent. We got to get a grip on this thing and actually start raising and training our kids all the way through. And it's our jobs and our role as parents to help our kids develop a sense of destiny, to know where they're going in life. That's emotionally, spiritually, mentally, professionally. I should know by the time my kids are teenagers what their giftings are, what their skill sets are, where their brains work, and I should help guide them through that. So I don't say throw the baby out with the bathwater. I think they're at this stage in the game, there is still some merit to higher education. I agree with what Josh said. It is a vanity thing. Mm-hmm. This is obviously what this was, because these kids couldn't get in there and they weren't going to pass. Mm-hmm. It was they wanted the college experience and be able to say this is where we went. So I agree with, you know, friends like Mike Rowe who look at the thing and say, look, there are trade skill jobs out there. You can go out there and do great right. and not graduate with all this debt. You can go out there and make a six-figure income and do very well as a trade skilled person. And there's a need for that in America. So,
and I think it's just going to continue to turn itself on its head to where more people are going to be going to these trade skill or trade schools and just working on skills that they can do outside of college, mm-hmm. and less people are going to be, you know, worried about going to college and then having to pay off all of these loans.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, in 2016, I think Marco Rubio got in a little trouble. He had some quote where he said we need fewer philosophers and more like carpenters. Or that's totally true, by the way. I mean, like he got like criticized for that. It's totally true. Yeah. But I want to make a slightly different point, actually. The indoctrination on the university campus is famously terrible. It's been famously terrible at least since Bill Buckley wrote God, a Man, and Yale in the early 1950s, probably even going back further than that. But we know that's terrible. What is even more insidious, though, is that they're starting the indoctrination earlier. Mm-hmm. They really are, mm-hmm. much earlier. I have a good friend in Houston. He has a son, and he's a junior in high school. Pretty upscale public school. He was telling me a crazy, crazy story. He's in a U.S. history course. The professor, who was an unabashed, kind of like bit over a classic, like a white, you know, New York Times reading progressive, he's teaching them World War II history. He discussed the Holocaust for 5 minutes, glossed it over like it was nothing. Literally like straight out of like a Palestinian Authority textbook. And when someone in the class raised his hand to ask why this was the case, the teacher apparently said, I'm told by my friend, that it is just a drop in the war and that America's crimes in the war were much worse.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
My gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. So
a junior in high school, you said.
Jeez.
Yeah. Like a well-to-do, decently prominent, I think, public school in Houston, Texas.
That is terrifying.
Terrifying.
Oh, my gosh. Back in a minute. It's those things that you hear it and you're like, Texas?
Yeah. Exactly. That's my first reaction. Yeah. Like, California, I can maybe... Yay!
Before we continue the conversation, I want to thank our sponsor, iTarget Pro. Pat, I heard you on the radio not too long ago, and mm-hmm. you said you were talking about iTarget, and you said, mm-hmm. yes, Sarah calls them like laser bullets or whatever. But I would just like to point out for the record that uh-huh. on the actual package, it says laser bullet. Look
no.
at, yes, yeah, look. Look at that. It says oh, wow. laser bullet.
I think that's Photoshop.
So we were talking about it on this program, and I said, Pat made fun of me. And Stu goes, well, it actually does say laser bullet right there. And I was like, I have to give him a hard time about that. So when I say it's a laser bullet, I really
it
do
really
mean
is a laser bullet.
A laser bullet, okay. Which just saying it sounds super mm-hmm. cool. So if you want to fire laser bullets like we do, in all seriousness, iTarget Pro is the best way to practice using your firearm at home. As most of us know, dry firing is the ultimate way to get to know your gun, to get to know how it feels when you pull the trigger, to get to know how long the pull is. I have a 380 at home, and the pull is way longer than you expect it to be. But I don't get to go to the range all the time. Plus, it's expensive. You have to pay for the ammunition and the range mm-hmm. fees. iTarget Pro is the way to train at home. So you put the laser bullet in your gun, and as you saw in that video, you can fire at the target. There's an app that comes, you can download on your phone that keeps track of it. And so it's not like a laser pointer. The laser only shows up when you fire. So it's not giving you help. It's actually helping you train, and it pays for itself in range and ammo fees. So right now, you can go to iTargetPro.com, get 10% off plus free shipping with promo code NEWS, get you a laser bullet at iTargetPro.com. Before we move on to the next story, I just would like to point out on this whole college admissions cheating thing, did you hear that Elizabeth Warren, of all people, yeah. said that she has zero sympathy for the
she
college
should
admission.
Have at least one 10/24
I mean, it's just that the self-awareness of these people oh, is amazing. Just unbelievable. Yeah. All right, so, Pat, mm-hmm. there was he's a man, right?
Yep.
And he, can you just explain this? Because with the transgender...
the fluid thing, the non-binary
the pronouns,
thing.
Yeah, I get confused.
Yeah, you don't want to offend him. And you won't by calling him a man now, because this guy is actually... He was an LGBTQIA2+ hero for a while mm-hmm. Because he was the first legal non-binary person In the United States. A judge declared him as such.
And non-binary is you just don't
You just
have
don't
a
have a gender.
Okay.
You're not a man. You're not a woman.
You're just a thing.
Some third thing.
An amoeba?
I guess.
It explains a lot about my cousin.
So he went about for the last 3 years as a non-binary person, and he just came out and declared the fact that he has gone back to his former life as a man. He's a full-fledged man now. Doesn't want anything to do with the non-binary thing. He is...
Does he have a penis?
Yes, he does.
Okay.
Yes, he does.
Okay.
And I guess he's always...
asking the tough questions.
I mean, that's basically how... that's my hard-hitting journalistic
truth. And he's always had one. He's always had one.
Okay.
But for some reason, he wasn't a man.
But he's gone back to pee and stand
a couple years ago when he had one.
Okay.
But he has now said, look, I had PTSD and it messed me up and I was going through a severe mental crisis. And all the doctors did that I went through was continue to make it worse mm-hmm. for me. And so they played on his disease, on his gender dysphoria, and they encouraged him every step of the way to become this non-binary person. And so he did, because that's what he was pushed into. And he said that's the danger of this situation right now, where everybody's afraid to just say, hey, you need some help.
Yeah.
You know, you're messed up right now. You are a man. Well, why don't you, let's get you some help. Let's get you some psychiatric care. And apparently the physician he went to just pushed him into this non-binary choice. And so he... to respond to all of the pressure that he was getting, had himself declared non-binary. But then he recovered, and, you know, now he's back to being a man, and it kind of shows you the hysteria that we're going through in this country right now with this gender fluid thing and the fact that we've got a non-binary gender situation. There's no such thing. You're a man or you're a woman. And we just heard the news the other day. Who was it? Deborah Messing. Mm-hmm. In order to celebrate National or International Women's Day, put out a picture of these cupcakes that were in the form of a vagina. Mm-hmm. And people got really hacked off at her.
Give me one of those.
I'll get you the website right after this. But people were mad at her, and it wasn't because it was crass and crude and their kids could look at it. It was because she didn't celebrate women without a vagina. Like, there are no women without a vagina. If you're a woman, you've got one.
This is the best news of why it matters we've ever had.
What is wrong with that?
That's kind of like the main qualification, so, I feel, yeah, for being a woman. Yes.
Let me tell you.
Yes.
I mean, when I'm looking for one, let me just tell you. Okay, just basically, just do you think this guy, after coming back out and saying, okay, forget it, I'm a man, do you think he's getting hate mail? Do you think he's he's getting trashed, right?
Oh, yeah.
Which that in and of itself shows the hypocrisy. They mm-hmm. don't want you to be who you want to be. They want you to be who they need you to be in order to fill the narrative. So it's complete hypocrisy. If this guy comes out and says, no, okay, look, I was messed up in the head, I'm wrong, this is what I am, and they're going to go, oh, no, no, we need you to go back to being whatever it was you were, mm-hmm. you know, it's got to fit the narrative.
Well, I mean, it's really dangerous when you have a medical community. I mean, these are people who are supposed to know, these are the people that we're supposed to be able to trust, that they're going to look to science, you know, and they're going to look to studies that show that, you know, gender dysphoria is actually very rare, and look at all of the statistics associated with, you know, higher levels of depression, of suicide, of anxiety, of all of these things. Mm-hmm. Why in the world would our trusted medical professionals be pushing people into that? I mean, if you
it's
can't
crazy.
Trust the doctors, who can you trust?
Yeah,
it's because they've been breathing bad air.
No, that's just the blacks and
it's
Hispanics.
Just black people, gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, back in a minute.
There's a joke there that I can't.
apparently you're like.
Chad was just saying this is the best news and why it matters ever. Mm-hmm. It continues in overtime. For those of you who have not yet signed up, go to blazetv.com. You can use promo code NEWS and get $10 off of your annual subscription. You will not only have access to the news and why it matters, you will also have access to Pat Gray Unleashed.
Yay!
Which happens every morning, way, way early.
Like 7 o'clock Eastern.
That's really early.
6 o'clock Central.
That's five really mountain. Early.
It's like 1 a.m. Hawaiian. I don't know.
And Chad Prather.
Yeah, humor me with Chad Prather. You get that.
Overtime starts next. Join us.
Up next, enjoy bonus overtime content from the news and why it matters. Available exclusively for podcast listeners and Blaze TV subscribers. Not a subscriber? Start your free trial at blazetv.com.
In the conversation off air, Josh, you mentioned that you're considered transphobic if... Go ahead.
So apparently if you're... What I'm told is that if you're in the dating market these days and you are a biological male... And you will refuse to consider dating someone who is also a biological male, but self-identifies as a female.
This is crazy.
I'm told that for large swaths of the left these days, you are a transphobe for holding that stance.
That is unbelievable.
Well, then I'm president of the transphobe club.
Yeah, that is unbelievable.
Yeah.
For preferring sexual complementarity in the most rudimentary biological sense, you're a bigot.
So if you are a biological male... And a trans wants to date you, you must then prefer homosexuality, essentially, right?
Yeah,
because no matter what they identify as, you identify them as a man, you don't want to have sex with them. So what a crazy place we find ourselves in here.
This is
unbelievable.
Is this, do you know, this is for this, regardless of what parts you have down below, right?
Like, correct.
You can be identifying as a woman, dress up as a woman, but still have a penis. You boys are transphobic for not wanting to have
I'm transphobic
that kind of...
in that regard. Look, let me tell you, do you remember, like, I've seen some good-looking dudes out there, right? I mean, I'll come out and say it. I'm confident enough in my masculinity. I've seen dudes in dresses that I was like, dang, that dude's got a nice butt. But let me tell you something. Whatever, call me a bigot, a misogynist. I don't care. I like women. And let me tell you, I've looked at dudes
We're
that look like women, and
you.
I'm like, oh, it's interesting. But then I moved on. It never was a temptation when I saw that this dude, no matter how tiny he was in a dress, he had a head like a house cat. I'm like, no, it's a guy. There's a lump right there. Do you remember Crocodile Dundee when he's in the bar and he's sitting there? See, you can't tell these jokes anymore. Crocodile Dundee, the first movie, he's over there and he's talking to this lady all night long in the bar. And his cab driver comes over. He's like, that's a guy. And he's like, no. And he goes, no, it's a guy. So he turns around. Grabs him in the junk, and he's all offended. Oh, my gosh, you know, and the bar erupts in laughter and stuff like that. There's one way to tell.
Right.
Grab him in the junk.
Yeah.
Just Donald Trump him.
Oh, we went there today. All right. Chad, it's been nice having you on the program. Yeah. Unfortunately, this will be the last
time. Somebody call HR. This is what happened when Beck's out of town.
But to add to that, we've covered this little boy several times on the show. His name is Desmond, is amazing, is his stage name. He is a drag kid. I believe he started when he was, what, 6 or something? He's 11 now,
younger.
But yeah, he started when he was very, very little. More recently, there he is, little Desmond. This is just really, really infuriating. He more recently was performing at the gay bar and having grown men throw dollar bills at him and hoot and holler at him, and somehow his parents are just like, yeah, this is totally fine. This is not child abuse at all. So apparently, the mother said that Child Protective Services showed up at her home, that someone had called Child Protective Services on them. And I'm like, are we supposed to feel sorry for you? Because it's about damn time that someone calls CPS on you. Is that not child abuse, Pat?
Of course it is. Yeah, absolutely it is. To sexualize a child at that age, that's child abuse.
I mean, maybe you could make the argument, which I'm not making, but just to play devil's advocate, maybe you could make the argument that allowing him to dress up, okay, he's wearing a dress, he's putting on makeup, it's not hurting anyone.
But you don't send him to a gay club.
Right. Right.
Right? To perform in front of a bunch of grown men. You don't do that.
Because at 11, he's not supposed to understand sexual things. Sexuality is not supposed to be part of the equation here.
Yeah.
And they're thrusting him into this spotlight and sexualizing him. I can't imagine the issues he's going to have when he gets older. Josh?
Children are supposed to be innocent, okay? The preservation of the innocence of children is ultimately, though, the role of the parents. Mm-hmm. They should be innocent, but they're not necessarily on their own. It's a parent's role. It's a parent's job to keep them there. Mm-hmm. So this, to me, just seems like a fundamental letdown in the role of parenting, okay? A parent is not supposed to just let your child go and just perform for all sorts of potentially sexually hedonistic and, you know, risque stuff. It is your role to put your foot on the gas pedal and say no sometimes. Mm-hmm. That's what, I'm not a parent yet, but even I know this is what you're supposed to do, right?
So, you got the basics down.
You're right, Josh. And this is, it is child abuse. And here's why I say outrageous things to get attention, because you're, if you are bothered by, say, what Tucker Carlson said 10 years ago, you're a hypocrite, because this stuff, they're parading this kid out on Good Morning America, you know, as a hero, basically. You're not outraged by the jokes that are made and things like this. You believe this, you agree with it, you defend it. It's a joke. I mean, it's a tragic joke.
Yeah. Pat?
Yeah, I mean, CPS investigated this and found that there was no child abuse there. But if you spank your kid, you might lose your kid.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. And I mean, it's just bizarre to me that we're so, again, you know, we're supposed to be so inclusive and, you know, we're supposed to, you know, recognize that if he wants to dress up as a little girl, he wants to dress up as a little girl. But again, all of the statistics and all of the studies show that this is pushing him in a really, really dangerous direction. Medical professionals don't recognize that, want to push the little kids, want to give them hormones at a young age. I mean, it's we live in a crazy world.
Yeah, and that's one of the points made by this guy who was declared the first non-binary person in America. He said, we're really doing a disservice to our kids to start them down this road at a very young age, like Desmond the Amazing or whatever he goes by.
And let me say, so like this guy, and I've said numerous things publicly that people want to come at me and they're mad at me and, you know, whatever. Look, this kid, I love you. This guy, I love you. Mm-hmm. I do. This is not the person that I have the problem with. You're struggling. You have something going on. My heart goes out to you. Who makes me mad are the psychologists and the therapists and the doctors and the parents and these folks. Those are the ones I get angry with.
Yeah.
Because these people are, they really are victims.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's your parents, that's the parents' job. I mean, my son, I have 10 million pairs of shoes. He sees my shoe. Can I wear your shoes?
On.
Right. Can I put on your makeup too? I'm putting on makeup all the time. Can I put on your makeup too? Well, no, sweetheart, you can't put on my makeup because you're a boy and boys don't wear makeup.
Now I
would probably get pulled off to jail. CPS would show up at my door and not determine that they would determine that that was child abuse to not let my son to not let my son identify the way that he wanted to identify at six.
Yeah.
I'm a horrible mother.
That's happening in Canada, like right now. In Ontario, Canada, they are literally sending in CPS to parents' homes that are not affirming the child's idiosyncratic gender selection, whatever the heck that's even supposed to mean. That's literally happening in Canada. That's coming here in the next 5 to 10 years.
So goes Europe, so goes Canada. You give it a couple of years, so
goes
America.
Exactly.
Yeah. Idiosyncratic gender selection.
Wow.
I like that. I don't know what it means either.
Jay Leno he's come back out onto the spotlight. He had some things to say on late night shows today. Watch.
Everything now is, if people don't like your politics, everyone has to know your politics. When I kind of use Johnny's model, people couldn't figure out, well, you and your Republican friends, well, Mr. Leno, you and your Democratic buddies, I will. And I would get hate mail from both sides equally. And I went, well, that's fabulous. Yeah. That's exactly that's what even, I want. Yeah. But when people see you as one-sided, it just makes it tough. And plus, you know, I did it when, you know, Clinton was horny and Bush was dumb, and it was just a little easier.
He makes a great point, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
I mean,
that's why he lasted so long and he was number one for so long.
It is.
You know, because, and in fact, I don't know if people remember when Letterman first went to CBS, he was number one for the first 2 years. But he became an angry old man who spewed left-wing tech ideology. Yeah. And Jay Leno kicked his butt for the next 15 to 20 years. And that's why Jay was successful, because he was doing a comedy show.
Yeah, Chad, you're a comedian. What do you
think? Well, people don't want laughter anymore. They want applause. And so we've gotten rid of being able to tell jokes. I say all the time, look, being able to mock somebody is part of the job description. And I don't apologize for it. I don't care what your gender persuasion is, the color of your skin, if you're fat, skinny, white, girl, boy, I don't care. We're going to make fun of all of you. In every place, we're going to do that. The problem these days is these late night talk shows, in Saturday Night Live and all these things, you have one punchline, Donald Trump, and that's it. That gets old. There's no dynamic to that, and it's just not funny.
Josh, are there any late night talk shows that are watchable for you?
No. Honestly, I just know. I mean, I used to enjoy David Letterman, okay? Mm-hmm. Letterman was clearly of the left, but he was like a funny guy. Yeah. He was more or less an equal opportunity offender. But Jay Leno, I mean, like you just said, Pat, I mean, that right there is why he was number one for so many years, okay? Yeah. He was an easygoing guy. He was making jokes about everyone. My whole thing when it comes to comedy is just be an equal opportunity offender,
amen.
Okay?
Like, yes.
Yeah, like even like Family Guy, which is obviously like a little raunchy, whatever, they take shots at everyone.
Right.
Okay, like no issue. Like take shots like whatever, like religion, like nations, whatever you want, as long as it's all-encompassing. Mm-hmm. The problem is when you get your Stephen Colbert's of the world, right, and they're literally just taking shots one side of the aisle, Jimmy Kimmel, like, it just gets old, man. Like, mm-hmm. like we know you're a leftist. Like, you don't need mm-hmm. to remind us every single freaking night.
Right. Speaking of comedy, Chad, you're out on the road again?
Yeah, this weekend shows? I'm in Ramona, California on the 15th and 16th of March, so that's Friday and Saturday night, and I want to encourage people, I'm headed over to L.A. To see the world premiere of Unplanned, the Unplanned mm-hmm. movie there in Hollywood, so I encourage people.
Is that a pro-life movie?
I think it is. Yeah, yeah. It sure is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the controversy there was they gave it an R rating. Mm-hmm. The MPAA gave it an R rating, which is interesting because they cited violence, which I don't know how you can perform violence on a blob of tissue.
That's a great point. So if it's violent, then it must be a life in there.
Yeah. This movie comes out nationwide at the end of March. I encourage everybody to go get it. I'm actually going to buy out the theater local to us and give people free tickets to make sure that it's full. We're not going to let an R rating stand in the way. So
good for you.
Good for you.
Yeah.
That's good awesome. For you. Thanks for doing that. And thank you, gentlemen, for being here.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend. We'll see you guys Monday.
I'm going to miss Josh. Come on.
Thanks for listening to the News and Why It Matters. We hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you'd like to watch the program, become a Blaze TV subscriber and start your free trial now at blazetv.com.